Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we've got another absolutely jam-packed, critically important worldwide transmission today lined up for you. Webster Tarpley, fresh back from Syria and the front lines of the Al-Qaeda NATO New World Order Strike Force, is going to be joining us coming up in an hour and a half from now. Dr. Jerome Corsi is also going to be popping in. He's got the same intel we've had for several months, well, actually several years, but it's intensified, that Israel, England, and the United States have been launching giant attacks, blowing up entire areas of military bases, rocket bases, nuclear reactor systems. And now the Washington Post is out today basically going, oh, look at satellite photos. Someone blew up the missile launcher bases. Somebody blew up the reactor area. Maybe it was a leprechaun or something that did it. I'm sure it's just accidental explosions killing the different key generals and scientists. So the war is already going on, and they've got Al-Qaeda attacking the Shiite country all over the map. And again, I'm not taking a side in any of this. Wahhabist, Shiite, globalist, it's all just big factions. The issue is that this is being used to take our liberties here at home, and it's totally manufactured. And when you get all the different internal government documents we've covered here and that have made national news, it's all about conservatives, libertarians, American gun owners, landowners. If you can skin a buck, run a trot line, you're the person the government doesn't like. Because the government is run by people like Ken Lay, Larry Summers, Robert Rubin, Bernie Madoff. I mean, this is Corzine. This is just a bunch of crooks. And it's the big mega banks that engage in all this fraud that have been trying to get rid of posse comitatus, trying to federalize local police. And they've done a pretty darn good job of it. And they've got the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center literally demonizing. If the Founding Fathers were alive today, they would be attacked. In fact, they are attacked in these manuals, and we've covered it. We've gotten video of the FEMA training manuals and of the FEMA personnel giving the training. But they clearly are like the bad guys in Red Dawn. If you have any political understanding, any geopolitical awareness, any historical first grade level, the bad men come and criticize those that are for private property, Second Amendment, family, national sovereignty. I mean, they sit there like a Simpsons episode where the aliens take over the town and announce, I am Glob and this is Kolar or whatever, you know, the big slime creatures, and we are here. You will now do as we say. You know, your freedoms are trash. I mean, it's that over-the-top cartoonish. They don't even try to cover it with any sophistry. It's just, we're surveilling you, you're watching you, George Washington is a pig. And we're going to take your rights because Al-Qaeda will get you. And you're like, but you're funding Al-Qaeda. Look at all these examples. You underwear bomber, Christmas Day, got him on the plane, this guy, that guy. You're protecting him. Look how you're using Al-Qaeda in Libya, now Syria. Look how you used him against the Serbs. Look how the CIA created him. This is wrong. And they're just like, be quiet, America hater. And you're like, but I'm defending what America actually stands for, freedom and liberty and the things you're attacking. You notice, Mr. Extremist, that the public's drinking fluoride and is brain damaged in a trance. Look at how weak and wanting and pathetic they are. They're not waking up out of the trance. We've got them where we want them. And there's nothing you can do to wake them. We're going to have our way with them. You understand that? You know, that's basically the globalist attitude. We'll be right back.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, this is an incredibly important broadcast today. Webster Tarpley, who just got back from the front lines of the NATO Al-Qaeda New World Order attack on Syria. And if you're not for Al-Qaeda, you're unpatriotic now, according to our media. They've given Al-Qaeda, of course, Libya and the missiles, which is even better because now they can menace the United States and the system can take even more of our liberties away because of the menace of Al-Qaeda that is completely manufactured. Just like the underwear bomber on Christmas Day being gotten on the airplane by the U.S. government. That's all public, but we're supposed to just ignore that and let the system come after we, the people. So Tarpley's going to be joining us, Dr. Jerome Corsi, on the buildup. His intel is that it is attack on Iran is imminent. We certainly know there's been buildup towards that. Ron Paul came out today and said the sanctions against Iran are a clear indicator that war is imminent as well. And we've also are going to talk to some other folks that are coming up here on the broadcast today. There's also stories like this one, and this has been coming out for 20 years. In fact, even previous to cell phones being popularized in the last 25 years or so, major studies were published showing that the type of wireless RF and microwaves coming off of different variants of cell phone communications is vibrating the DNA at exactly the right frequency. They could have chosen other frequencies that are damaging, but not as damaging. They've chosen several different frequency systems that just so happen to vibrate DNA and break the DNA, triggering cancer and infertility. And there's a big report out from Reuters today, because now they know this is ubiquitous. Now they know everybody's addicted to it, and civilization is based on it, and they know how humans operate, that we will just go ahead and keep something, even if it's killing us, if we've formed a habit with it. We'll fry our children, we'll live in it, we'll die, because it's what we were brought up with and what we're accustomed to. Laptop Wi-Fi said to nuke sperm. And that's out of Reuters. And they're just, you know, pretty much letting you know what's going on. They're just throwing the whole thing in your face. So we're going to be going over that, because it dovetails with just saying, you know what, radiation's a couple hundred times higher than it should be on this isotope, or 1,000 times higher with that isotope, or 20 times higher with this isotope. We'll just raise each isotope the level that's safe. We'll just wave a magic bureaucratic wand and say it's safe for you. In 86, for at least 6 months, they didn't let anybody drink the milk or the vegetables that grew on the surface, because they would bioaccumulate the different radioactive isotopes, because they, you know, cared about the school kids. And the UN itself estimates about 1 million people died of related cancers in the 20-plus years that transpired. This time it's much higher, and they just wave a wand. Europe's got radiation levels going up on its own. They've got disasters in multiple countries, France the main one, and now they just say, hey, now, there's schools nearby, one plant that had a big radiation release in France a few months ago, and the locals said, should we evacuate? Should we not eat the vegetables? And they said, eat them. Enjoy. It's like until 1991, they wouldn't let the troops use DU. They had it since the 50s. And they suddenly waved a wand and said, you know what? Use it. Enjoy. No decontamination needed. You know, in 91, they did some decontamination, but it was still shocking to use. And then it was like by the mid-90s, you know what? Who needs it? Let's serve it out and have it manufactured into every form of munition. 223, 308 NATO, 50 cal, every fighting vehicle's main gun. Use it, enjoy it, and get in there with the maintenance crew with no mask on and just clean the barrel out. Just breathe it all. I mean, you know what? one micron of it, 20, 30 years off your life, depending on the study. Die, die. It's patriotic. Die, die, die. Don't care. It's good. Radiate your children. Cell phones everywhere. Blast everyone. Wireless in your house. Wireless in your business. Shell towers on top public schools. Giant cancer clusters. Giant microwave fryers in the airports. 8 years at Boston Logan. Seven times increased cancer cluster. Cover-ups. Just so what? Say it's okay. I was going through the Las Vegas airport, and they tried to put me through the scanner, and I said, no, this portly, archetypal TSA type comes over and says, Mr. Jones, I know who you are. I listen to your show. It is not true. This is one billionth of the radiation of a cell phone. John Hopkins University. And I started saying, but the head of John Hopkins Radiology said they didn't do that study, and it is linked to cancer. I said, the scans off this machine, I knew the name of it, you can see the bones in people's fingers. And he goes, I've done my research. You're welcome to your opinion. Now, if you are not going to, I am going to do a pat down, or you are going to go through the other process, which I knew was fines, arrest, whatever. And I'm sitting there looking at him. And I didn't even hate him. I felt totally sorry for him. He's in there roasting. Roasting. And it doesn't matter. Because remember, the TSA lied to Congress about radiation. They got caught, what was it, a year ago? It was January, so it was almost a year ago. It was like 9, 10, 11 months ago. Almost 11 months ago. And they just get caught lying about it. And they sit there and they tell them, the radiation is nothing. Do you understand? And they're like, yes, I believe you. Do I get to grope everybody? Yes, you do. See, it's magical thinking. The Environmental Protection Agency, 4 months ago, we read it off their website, showed it here on air, raised the radioactive isotope levels in several isotopes, because there's hundreds hitting us from Japan, still melting down, blowing up routinely. So we're right across the Pacific from them. 100,000 times. Now, the isotopes, in some cases, were just a few hundred times higher. You know, one isotope was 27 times at this university study, another was 200 and something. It was a very, and they just said, you know what? We'll just raise it 100,000 times. How's that sound? No matter how much there is. And then scientists, of course, wrote articles saying 100,000 times, if you got just tiny amounts of this, it would kill you in a matter of days. And by the way, it's in the news every couple of days. I didn't even get to it yesterday. Mainstream Japanese news and U.S. news that, oh, yeah, there are some people dying that worked on the Fukushima, and the head of it's had to go to hospital, and there is some radiation poisoning. And yeah, Tokyo's population has gone way down. Many of them have raced to the south. But everything's okay. Just stay there. And suddenly there's leaks in Canada, the United States, France. And I don't think all of this is on accident. Because if you read deeper, the globalist, and of course Dr. Busby has talked about this here on air, a chemical engineer and chemical physicist, many of his colleagues believe from the research that this is a strategic plan to reduce population because nothing destroys DNA and lowers fertility like radiation. And, you know, these are guys with like 170 IQs, and that's the realization studying this. He's advised the EU, the British government, BBC, and they come to the realization that there are many of my colleagues who believe this is a purposeful operation to lower fertility, especially sperm counts worldwide. The establishment has known for decades this course is taking place and is still proliferating the older systems of nuclear power, and have changed their attitude completely towards the dangers of radiation. We are slowly being cooked in a radioactive field that the ambient level is being increased at an alarming rate. Here, I could interview Busby for the next hour. I mean, you got to have some gallows humor here. We are living in a system run by madmen. Absolute, total, complete madmen. Okay, I'm going to stop right there because I've already digressed. I read one headline and then ran off down a rabbit trail. I'll get to that later. I've got to get to the really big enchilada, something we may be able to do something about. But regardless, a story that illustrates everything we're talking about and is another bona fide, super hardcore confirmation of everything that we have discussed here and everything that we've historically researched and predicted. It's here. And we're going to go over it when we come back from break. And that, of course, is the NDAA, National Defense Authorization Act of 2012. They're funding next year's money. And as several congressmen, Ron Paul and others, Mark Udall has comments on it, but there's also Congressman Justin Amash, I believe is how you pronounce it. He says that it does affect U.S. citizens and that the law is carefully crafted to mislead the public. See, that's the added core of it. Is that I've learned their tricks, so that's how I was able to look at it and say, no, it says it doesn't affect citizens unless they say so. It's always the same with the globals. It's like the UN Charter on Human Rights. You've got 29 incredible rights, not privileges, and then the final two say you have no rights if the UN says. So it's like, oh, you've got all these rights in the contract, but then there's a provision at the end saying, but you actually don't get them. And so now they're trying to pass this as early as today or tomorrow, and it says we will arrest you, we will execute you, whatever we want, no judge, no jury. So here we are in our constitutional republic, and we've seen all over the country for the last 15 years the military dressing in police uniforms, raiding gun dealer shops, running checkpoints, and then in the last decade or so, they started just setting up real checkpoints. Where the military is just out in their own regular uniforms with sidearms, and it comes out in California, it comes out in Alabama, it comes out in Michigan, it comes out in Texas, that this is going on. And then the local news is, take the case of Arcadia, Iowa. Oh, the Army's coming to train to confiscate the guns. All 600 homes have agreed to be part of it. They're going to start at the little gun shop and then search for the militias in their homes. Isn't it nice? I mean, I've been to these drills. It's all about the American people. And then we get the Homeland Security documents and it's this. I mean, could it be more creepy? Now, Senator Rand Paul has said that he aims to kill indefinite detention provision of controversial bill. The head of a Japanese-American Citizens League, I want to get them on, by the way, go after that guest, warns that bill has echoes of World War II style internment without charge. Now, the entire true structure of this in the training, in the manuals, in the videos, in the local police training with military, in the countless newscasts we've gotten, this is not hidden now. 90 plus percent of it, I'd say 92, 93%. Over 9 times out of 10, the drill is to take on good old boys. They have them wearing John Deere hats, camo, Patriot stickers on their cars. They practice shooting you off the road, checkpoints. They've got the military with the police training to wage war against the American people. Because our government was taken over by J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Wachovia, on record. They take over other countries. Look at the news. Goldman Sachs conquers Europe through derivatives they sold. They got their people into every major government. Now they're having European nations waive all their final rights to the new OECD banking system as Europe goes into receivership. Economic conquest with military backup in case the countries ever try to bring the criminals to justice. Dominique Strauss-Kahn, certainly no angel, a globalist, but he said, I don't want to get rid of French sovereignty on record. There's no point in wrecking civilization. Let's back off on this. He balked. He was going to be the next French president. They set him up. It's now turned out he was under NATO surveillance the whole time. They set him up. They were tracking him. It was all made up. Doesn't matter. He's gone. They've got that new person in there as the head of the IMF, who's a known globalist. They're getting rid of Germany, sovereignty, France, all of it. In fact, I had an article I covered on the Nightly News last night. I got to go pull it. It was BBC, where it actually sounded like something I would say. It was first Iceland, Ireland, and Greece. Now Italy, Spain, Portugal. Now they need 500 billion pounds more. It goes into implosion. This is the planned takeover. And the military has been training to take on the American people. And they've trained every local police department that the right wing will attack you and is going to blow up your police cars with improvised explosive devices. Every major police department and most small ones under Homeland Security grants train to take on real Americans. It's a Red Dawn scenario. The banks took over. They brainwashed the police and military. And they don't care if the military says no. They just send you overseas, set you up for a bunch of deadly inoculations, have you clean DU, weaponry. But you say yes, they take you, they put you in a file, and they say, we suggest you go and try to become state police, and you're going to get the job. It doesn't matter if you can read or write. You're directly going to the state police, and now you're going to rule America. You're going to, while they destroy it, your whole family is going to be turned into paupers as well. Your future is going to be destroyed, but you know what? You were involved in a massacre over there. You stomped somebody's brains out and your captain made note of it in a classified file. You'll do whatever you're told. They know you got a sick streak. You're going to be a police officer in America. And if you continue to be evil, you're going to run narcotics. And if you really like that, you're going to run kidnap kids. Now, when we come back, the journey into Hades will continue. And the desperate fight by American patriots to stop the overthrow of Posse Comitatus. Ron Paul says it's the end of Posse Comitatus. Rand Paul says it's the end of Posse Comitatus. Another congressman has said that it's deceptive on purpose. It does affect citizens. Of course it does. We'll be right back. By the way, if you just joined us and you're doubting the level of evil we're talking about here, just look around you. Look at what's coming out. And then look at history. Look at other countries. Look at what Roman emperors in the last few hundred years of Rome were always killing their family members, marrying their horses, doing things I can't even mention on air. Nero, at public parties with hundreds of nobles at them, in amongst the white pillars, would dress up as a werewolf and have a 10 or 11-year-old boy chained down, and he would run up and bite chunks out of their throat, drink the blood. That's on record. Because the scum of the scum got in control, and no one stopped them. You let them violate your rights and liberties. You let them put troops on the streets. You let them start taking your bank accounts. I told you they're going to start taking pension funds, and they're already starting to do that, private and public. They're already starting to take private accounts. They're already starting to loot. Investment funds. There's more on MF Global today and other companies doing it. And people are like, I can't believe they're doing this. You've seen nothing. Who would have ever believed the TSA would be at airports sticking their hands down people's pants and now on the highways? Just a year ago, it was in three or four states. Florida, Massachusetts, New York, places like that. Now it's everywhere. You just pull up and there's cops with them looking at you like you're a criminal. Get out. We're searching. You argue? Taser time. They're crazy. They've got them all hyped up like hunting dogs. And we're the prey. I mean, it's right out of a nightmare. And they've got the police and the military under a trance. The specialized units they've culled out. They enjoy it. Most of them really think they're actually saving America from something. They're into like this paranoid simulation where there's terrorists under every table. And internally, they're being told it's the American people. It's the American people. It's the American people. And of course, I told you this in the last 15, 16 years from documents we got. Now it's public. Yes, the Explorer Scouts are training to take on the disgruntled veterans. That guys, pull up New York Times, Explorer Scouts, Homeland Security, New York Times. Because in the first line, it has all the photos, it says the 14 and 15-year-old Explorer Scouts go into the warehouse and take out the disgruntled Iraq war veteran. They're training to take on disgruntled veterans. I mean, it's right there. Stuff I saw with horror 13 years ago. I would go to these drills and watch Marines training to kill Americans. In one case, they go, watch this execution. And they put the militia guy on his knees. And they're like, don't film this, don't film. But we get them putting them on their knees to shoot them in the back of the head. And I'm going to get more into this in a minute. But look at this. ESPN reporter explains why find tape wasn't released in 2002, 10 years ago, 9.5 years ago. And, of course, they're talking about the latest situation with the wife being recorded saying she watched her husband rape boys. And ESPN confirmed it was her. And just said, we're not going to go with the story. This is how the evil's taken over. And, of course, if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, they did find the article and the photos of the New York Times. Put that back up on screen for me. Thank you. Put up the headline. I want to give people the headline because I forget the headline so they can actually find it. Scouts trained to fight terrorists and more. Literal Soviet or Nazi-style Jugend. The exact same crud. And who are they training? It isn't Al-Qaeda. And this came out 4 years ago, 3 years ago. People are like, oh, who's worried about 14, 15-year-olds? Oh, really? I'll guarantee you those guys are in the military right now, almost all of them. And they're going to get out in 4 years training to take on the American people. I can't tell you in my 16, almost 17 years on air how many times I've been sent documents or actually gone to the event when whistleblowers and ROTC in Texas and other parts of the country call me and they say, yeah, we're doing drills in the next month, you know, out in this national forest or out in this area, and we're going to simulate taking on American militias and killing them. And these are offensive. We're going out to the log cabins to simulate killing American gun owners. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, it's not just the video games and the movies and demonizing Ron Paul supporters and sitcoms and stuff. It's everywhere. And that's why I have footage of the state police in Virginia pulling a naval veteran, no criminal record, over. She's at a checkpoint, warrantless checkpoint. They want to search her. She says no. They get her out of the car. She doesn't resist. They charge her with resisting. And they find a pocket constitution, and like they were Sirhan brainwashed or something, where you show a crazy person a tomato, and if they're trained to fear it, they'll cower in the corner. They start going, I can't believe it. And you think it's a Monty Python skit. You're like, you guys swore an oath to this, a pocket constitution. And they're literally going, we got one of them. I can't believe it. Paraphernalia. She's in the squad car, but they're out front, the squad car behind her car, going through the trunk. And they find a Harrison Ford Patriot Games VHS. And they're like, Patriot. I mean, it's in Road to Tyranny. People always hear this and don't believe me and go watch Road to Tyranny and actually see it. I mean, imagine grown men going. I mean, this is, it's like, look, a mouse. And they're like, it's, look, a bird in a tree. But they haven't been trained to fear that. It's like, well, I've got FEMA on tape to a huge classroom of police and firefighters and sheriff's deputies going, who are the number one terrorists in our history? And the cops are like, George Washington. He's like, good. You recognize the threat and the enemy. That's right. These are bad people. They were bad, and the people that like them are bad. You see the cops all going, that's right. Yeah, I'm good. And you think you're watching the joke. It's not a joke. I mean, these are Red Dawn enemies. I mean, these people actually believe America is bad. They believe they're defending America by going after the heart of America.
I just can't believe we found this. Is it legal to have this?
He says to his supervising state police guy, and he's like, I don't know. She may be allowed to have that. And then he starts thinking, he goes, that might be what she's talking about. Because one of the cops actually gets embarrassed. He goes, well, maybe that's what she's talking about, her rights. Maybe she's allowed to have that. The smart one says, maybe she's allowed to have a pocket constitution. One of the ones we sell. I mean, the radiation levels have gone up. And instead of testing the milk and the food and destroying what's dangerous, they just say, we'll just say it's safe. And we'll say George Washington's bad. I mean, look, right now I'm letting it into my mind. This is why when that state police guy pulled me over last week and was trying to search the car and stuff, I just started not even yelling at him. I was like, you know the government ships most of the drugs in. You know that's a bottle of water sitting right there. You're trying to act like I've done something wrong in some little mind game with yourself, like I'm the bad guy and you're the good guy. I said, I want to search your car. Statistically, government's the most dangerous group out there. I said, my God, do you know your whole future is going to be destroyed by the system you're helping bring in? And at the end, he just kept going, I'm now going to test your tent. If it's below 25, you get a ticket. And it goes to 29. He goes, I guess you're okay. And he just keeps going and going and smiling at me. And in the end, he goes, I like your radio show, especially the Sunday one. Bye-bye. I mean, it was Twilight Zone. I'm looking in this guy's eyes, who's totally compartmentalized. He has no future under the New World Order. They're putting poison in your water, buddy boy. You think that's funny? I guarantee you, if that state police guy, let's say, was in a restaurant, he came out of the bathroom and saw me putting something in his drink, he would run and tackle me. If I resisted, punch me in the head, and he should. If somebody would do it to me, I would. They would drag me out, put me in a squad car, test it. And even if it was not poisonous, I'd get in trouble and should. But if it was poisonous, I would go to jail for 20 years. But the globalists do it, and it's like, well, that's the government. See, that's why I say I can't play along with you anymore. I can't play along like America's okay and everything's fine and let's all just go back to sleep. This is not entertainment. This show is not about ratings and being a big shot and all of this baloney. You notice I haven't talked about Herman Cain and his zipper today because they're about to try to start war with Iran. They're trying to get rid of Posse Comitatus. They're openly moving to take people's bank accounts and pension funds. They're GMOing all the crops. I've got all the studies how it's hurting people. Just type in GMO linked to organ failure, infertility. You'll get all the major scientific studies. We're being killed by psychopaths. I'm right. I've got the facts in triplicate, stacked on triplicate, stacked on triplicate. And I'm being pulled over just randomly. Or who knows, they probably got GPS on my car. I don't know. And given 20 questions and white glove inspected. And I looked at the guy and I said, I know full well you guys are told to let illegals go for drunk driving, no insurance, you name it. But you're told to throw the book at us. And he goes, well, I don't like that. I agree with you. I go, you agree with me? But you're here checking my window tint? I went, hey, Bubba, I bought this car at the dealership. But so what? So what if I had tint that was too dark? While all these massive crimes are completely ignored, the system is busy coming down on the general public like a ton of bricks. Get your priorities straight. And I know the argument is, well, we're just following orders. Well, that's what they said in Germany. And the Nuremberg defense does not work. It's just comical that I don't break any laws, even the stupid ones. I've got a pretty boring life outside of research and broadcasting, and I get pulled over routinely. And I see more cops than ever pulling people over, and it's all a big joke. It's all a big joke. You're not doing anything for the safety and security of this country. You're not peace officers. You're errand boys. You're not even there to raise money. You guys are told you've got to run everybody in the ground and do all this to raise money. Folks, the globalists can issue all the money they want. You're there to train everybody to have constant interaction with uniforms and to be searched and to have our bodies touched so that we can be forcibly inoculated. That's what all this is about. It's all about acclimation. And you know what? You will pay just as bad as anybody else for what you're helping bring in. You will. Because your wife and your children are going to live in this world. And look, I get it. I know society's degenerating. It's not just the government and the police that are degenerating. The public looks like they've been shot by a mutation ray or something. Because they've been chemically, biologically, electronically, absolutely hammered. Now, getting back to the NDAA situation, then I'll get the number out and take your calls. Will Tarpley joins us in about 50 minutes. Getting back into this, within this story, you learn so much. The bill clearly is the classic Patriot Act or John Warner Defense Authorization Act or Enemy Commissions Act model. It says in bold, this will not be used on U.S. citizens. And then you go down a couple sections and we have it in the article, unless the government says so. It's the fine print. And that's why the ACLU, Ron Paul, Infowars.com, Congressman Amish, and others have all come out and quoted the same section and said, no, this affects citizens. Of course it does. They use the previous acts to kill U.S. citizens. And they say, well, it's Anwar al-Awlaki. By the way, I predicted they would, quote, say he'd been killed. They'd said he'd been killed five times before that, at least. You know, he's the number one in al-Qaeda. Some argued he was number two, number three, who dined secretly at the Pentagon while he was on the FBI's most wanted list. The guy that runs all the real nutcase Muslim extremists, like Hassan, like Mutalib, the underwear bomber, the Times Square bomber, the shoe bomber. Yeah, the idiots that don't know, you think you light plastic explosives. It's on record that he's CIA and was trying to provocateur as many people as he could. I mean, al-Qaeda works for the people that run our country. That's why they've been given Libya. They've been brought into Syria. It's in mainstream news. They're being landed and brought in, and then the West is going to call them freedom fighters and bomb the country into the Stone Age and call it freedom and peace and say, this is not military. Now send 3,000 sorties in there. Sorties. Send in the bombers. Blow the daylights out of it. It's peace. I mean, raise the radiation levels. It's healthy. Bombing countries is peace. Al-Qaeda's good. George Washington's bad. Just Twilight Zone crazy. I mean, you're living in the Twilight Zone. I'm living in it. It's crazy. It's going to get crazier. Tyranny is crazy. Nero chewing children's throats out is crazy. Caligula marrying his horse and making it the head of the Senate is crazy. Hitler running around doing it is crazy. But it's what they do. Mao killing 60-plus million people because he wanted to. That's pretty crazy. But they're going to do it. So, and people won't wake up to them, so it's all going to happen. They could coat cyanide pills in American flags, and American women would give them to their children, even though they knew it was going to kill them. Well, it's an American flag. Die, you know. My child's dead, but it was an American flag. You're not against the American flag, are you? Literal mind control, literal trance. And the minute I was reading the ACLU article, who I don't particularly like because they don't defend real liberties, but they did get it right on this. I noticed that article had gone up on their site and we'd posted it, and I saw within minutes staged attack pieces saying it wasn't true, quoting the false provision. Within minutes. There was no way people had already found that and had that. So I said, okay, and we went and checked some IPs. It was the standard government people. We're like, okay, they don't even try to hide it. They don't care. They have total disdain. I'm going to do a report on this soon. I've just been so busy. And again, we're being engaged here. They don't just admit it up front. They deceive their enemy, the American people. It's all military deception. They deceive the troops. It's all a culture of lies. Who's the father of lies? that they sell you the end justifies the means. That's their big trick in compartmentalization. And so I had Watson write an article, and within 2 minutes of it going live, dozens of comments with the section saying I'm a liar, saying it's not true. But our listeners by themselves went and found the sections that said that it was exempted, though, that the exemption was exempted, and defeated them. And that's what feels good. They could kill me right now. The truth goes on. We've taught people the enemy's tricks. Folks have learned them on their own. But Rand Paul has come out and said, yes, it does affect Americans. The head of the Japanese American League, Citizens League, has come out. And the other congressman has also come out. Republican Congressman Justin Amash told the Grand Rapids Press, the language of the bill is carefully crafted to mislead the public, that it is the greatest tyranny we've ever seen. It is. Lock you up, throw away the key. Or... By the way, we've got another report dug out of the Threat Fusion Center, MIAC-type reports that are constantly being leaked to the public. It's up at Infowars.com. Oklahoma City investigator groups, some of which have members like State Rep Charles Key and others, General Benton K. Parton, former head of Air Force Weapons Development, three-star general, are listed as terrorist groups. And I've got another article here where mainline peaceful anti-war groups are. Well, of course, anyone politically involved, left, right, libertarian, you are being watched. And they get these right-wing type guys to spy on the left and left-wing guys to spy on the right. And in between that, they've got everything covered. I noticed that Brandon Darby writes for Big Government. And Andrew Breitbart does some good work. I don't think he knows all about Brandon Darby. The fellow who was operating here in Austin, the informant with the activist up at the RNC in Minnesota who supposedly were going to try to maul off cocktail things, and you read the whole story, it's just an unbelievable, unbelievable operation. Aaron just handed me this during the break. He's an activist who rose to international recognition for his role in co-founding and directing the Common Ground Relief Organization. Isn't that nice? He currently resides in his home state of Texas and continues with his passion to investigate and expose groups and individuals who intend to harm the United States, I guess the big mega corporations that have taken us over, though he now does so as a private citizen. He's become a staunch ally and advocate for the FBI's use of informants and for the role they play in the front lines keeping citizens' rights and safety protected. Aren't we lucky? And he has an article here. Leftists drink Chardonnay in first class while toying with the lives of young revolutionaries. It's really weird. Maybe he's misguided. I don't know. It's very creepy. Getting back to what I was covering here, they've always wanted to use the military against the American people. And we've got a super Congress. I have an Economist article I covered last night where it's like, let's just get rid of governments and have technocrats run things. Yeah, the Constitution's not good. You know, you've seen Time Magazine, Newsweek come out and say that. They're really pushing this. And they admit in this legislation that you can be killed, arrested, disappeared, no trial, thrown in one of these emergency centers. This is all admitted now. But they're not FEMA camps. They're emergency centers. It's like this isn't a baseball bat. It's a love wand. Now I'm going to beat you in the head with it. It's all lawyer semantical games. So here's the article. Yes, Americans will be targeted as terrorists under the NDAA. Republican Congressman Amash warns that bill can be applied to U.S. citizens. And he went on telling the Grand Rapids Press that the language of the bill is carefully crafted to mislead the public. And it allows military law, that's martial law, that's the suspension of regular law, and martial means military, martial law.
But they won't call it that. It's security, keeping you safe from the terrorist who the government's publicly given control of Libya to and is now shipping in to Syria. And that's coming up with Tarpley after your calls. And we've got ESPN helping cover up tapes of admissions of children being raped. But you know what? It's all in the club. I mean, that's who runs America. And they've got the biggest military in the world working for them. We'll be right back.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're already into hour number two, and I've been pontificating. I'll get more into the NDAA. The national head of the Japanese American Citizens League warns that bill has echoes of World War II-style internment without charge. Ron Paul comes out and warns it's horrible. Rand Paul says he's going to try to block it. Your phone calls are needed. Other congressmen are pointing out that it says Americans are exempt, but then takes the exemption out later. Again, just you are seen as an absolute enemy by the banksters, and they're just trying to convince the police and military you're the enemy. And that's why we spend so much time reaching out to police and military, not in a suck-up way. Look, if you want to destroy your own future and sign on to pure evil and buy into the false script and propaganda, you know, it's free will universe. Free will, make your decision. As for me, I'm not signing on to this. I know who these people are. And just because you're tuning in going, man, this guy says some really horrible stuff about people in government, I back it up. Believe me, I wish every day. People over the years have accused me of exaggerating or fear-mongering. And occasionally I may exaggerate something. Occasionally I may, you know, inadvertently be fear-mongering. It's true. Because reality is pretty darn crazy. But 9 times out of 10 or more, it's worse than what I've said. In fact, a lot of times I don't even tell you what I really think just because I think people can't handle it. But somebody's got to face these people. And I'm not talking about just me. I mean, do you get in the ditch and wait for the wolves to come, or do you get together and do something about it? And it starts with, a lot of times I'll see police at the mall, or I'll see them somewhere and they look completely bored, but still kind of in on the power trip of staring at everybody. I'll walk over and go, hey, how do you like what's going on, America? And I'll start bringing up real issues to them because we've got to reach out to these people. But more importantly, we've got to reach out to our friends, our family, everybody, and have a discussion about where this country has gone, what has unfolded in this nation. But I've got a couple articles I'll get to later after calls. Imagine the magnitude. I keep using that word because that's what we're dealing with here. Imagine the magnitude. The proportions of it publicly admitted that the terror manuals, the rest of it, the surface is Al-Qaeda. Oh, we got to fight them. And then meanwhile, our own government is putting Al-Qaeda in power all over the world. And then you get into the real files and it's demonizing every political movement in America. The only way the globalists like you is if you're on 6 or 7 prescription drugs, watching 5-6 hours of TV a day, and believing whatever the media tells you and flying Chinese made American flags made by slaves outside your house. And then you're going to have your pension fund stolen and abused, but they know because it's the government, you'll just kind of get in a fetal position and roll over and the government will blow something up, you know, say Al-Qaeda did it. Oh, you took my pension fund, but Al-Qaeda just hit. Go ahead and take more. And it's like, yeah, that's right. Al-Qaeda just hit. Mm-hmm. Got him on the airplane. Mm-hmm. Oh, publicly, we got caught getting him on the airplane, but you're not going to worry about that, are you? Because you're incredibly weak-minded. And the public's like, yes, I'm not going to worry about that because I'm incredibly weak-minded. Now, move along. Okay, let's move along here. Never mind all those public studies about the radiation frying you, the laptops, the cell phones. Never mind the GMO. Never mind the documents that the government designed all that on purpose with the big think tanks to do this to you. Never mind the scientific dictatorship and the artificial reality we're being inserted into incrementally. Never mind the artificial habitat. You're like, oh, yes, never mind that. Mm-hmm. What would I do anyways? And the system says, that's right. What would you do anyways? Now you sit there while we suck you dry. Do you understand? Yes, I'm going to sit here while you suck me dry. Thank you for destroying me and my family. Good. You're a good American. You're good.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The time of the great choice is upon us, the time of choosing. No one can deny that there is a giant global private corporate government that is now upon us. No one can deny that. No one can deny that liberties are being systematically destroyed. No one can deny that the family is under attack and that we are electronically, chemically, biologically under assault. And we have the globalist documents of how and why they're doing it. And then you look at all this other news. What does it matter? I'm going to go to your calls, but a lot of people obviously probably want to hear what I have to say about Herman Cain. I have seen, because, you know, who cares about radiation levels going up, or who cares about them getting ready to loot more pension funds or take private bank accounts? Now, who cares about global depression? People want to know about Herman Cain. I've done special reports on it. I've shown the lies of Herman Cain. He is one of the best liars I've ever seen. Most people, even when Bill Clinton lies, I could tell he was lying when he said, I did not have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. How dare you? How dare you? I knew right then it was a lie. Herman Cain, when he told Ron Paul, and I can really quote him good if I imitate him, but the point is, he's like, listen, Ron Paul, you believe too much on the internet. I never said that. You need to stop believing all that stuff on the internet. And he said it very convincingly. And Ron Paul looked at him, cocked an eyebrow, looked back to his notes, and said, we'll look into that, Herman. We'll look into that. He said it in his book. He said it in multiple radio shows. I have played it here. But he looked right at Ron Paul and said, that is wrong. I'm tired of you misrepresenting me and other people. I never said people are stupid that want to audit the Fed. I never said that. And you need to stop believing everything you see on the internet. And a bunch of people laugh because he's a good liar. And I knew I'd heard him say that. I knew I'd read the quotes. He says it all the time. I've seen groups interview him like, we are change, he says it. So I went and looked it up, and sure enough, he was a liar, and he knows he's a liar. And so the minute I heard about this with all the women, of course it's political. Of course it's Obama people. Of course they're trying to get him. It doesn't matter. He's still ball-faced lying. You think that big, high-powered, multi-million-dollar-a-year, running all those corporations, running around. I mean, come on, folks. Where there's smoke, there's fire. And now she's got all these hundreds of phone calls and over 14 years. Give me a break. Right there in the town. And sure, of course, it's probably political with her as well. But he is a liar. And once I catch you lying to me over and over again, I don't believe a word that comes out of your mouth. If something can be an honest mistake, I'll give you one chance. Used to, I give people two, three, four chances. Now, you get one chance in my life, and I catch you lying to me again, I am never going to talk to you again. It's a real luxury to be able to just never talk to bad people again. It's a real luxury. The problem is we can't get these government liars out of our lives. They know we're waking up to them. People are always like, call Washington, let them know. And I'm not saying it's bad. Keep letting them, you know you that you're aware of them. They have a 9% approval rating. They say they're allowed to insider trade and give contracts to themselves and their wives. Total criminal activity, total embezzlement, total fraud, insider trading, bid rigging. And they just say, well, we're allowed to. Of course, a group of crooks, most of them involved in absolute corruption, financials the main thing. Of course. Of course, they're trying to get military on the streets. Of course, they're trying to federalize. They're a bunch of criminals. They want to secure their ill-gotten gains and expand it. That's what tyranny is. Why do criminals want to get control of government? Because you can take over everything. And they're experts at it. And the big think tanks and the robber barons are expert at it. And the Congress people are just their little prostitutes who are in there selling out everything for chicken feet. Remember Barney Frank? He got caught running an underage brothel, 14-year-old boys. He came out a few years ago and he said, it's an invisible empire, the film we produced last year, the news clips. And he said, listen, the police will stop investigating this or I will tell the names in Congress. And you know what? The police dropped it instantly. Instantly. Just like they knew 10 years ago at ESPN about the tapes of the wife saying, yeah, I watched him rape little kids. And they said, well, you know, we're not going to even give it to the cops. Yeah, it's all in the sick family of pedophiles and sickos and trash and control freaks and back scratchers and all these people. That's let me tell you, when I first started getting involved politically 17 years ago, people would come and tell me this stuff. And I'm like, oh, yeah, sure. Pedophile rings run it all. Sure they do. Mm-hmm. Have you taken your medication? Oh, there's a place called Skull and Bones where they do satanic rituals in Bohemian Grove. Sure. Sure. Now, can I get my coffee and get out of this place? Thank you. Take your medication. And then I finally actually looked. And only admitting the horror is going to stop them. They're going to keep on going. Just like people in Germany couldn't believe what Hitler was doing. All right, I'm going to go to your phone calls. Then coming up, Reuters admits Wi-Fi's frying and killing all your sperm. All part of the plan. And nobody's going to stop. It's fun dying. We'll get more into mainline political groups listed as terrorists. And, of course, under the military to be arrested and killed. And they have, stake you out, shoot you in the back of the head. They got special units for that. Of course, once that starts, people won't have a choice anymore. But the bankers are going to sit offshore. They don't care if the military and police get chewed up in a fight with Americans. They hate you as much as they hate the American people. Continuing here, just kind of the prelude to the real kickoff of everything. Just so you can make your choice, we're here, just in case you might not want to be a slave. But I know a lot of you new listeners, listen to this crazy guy. Okay, great. If you don't listen now, you'll assuredly remember later. You know, I saw articles about people collapsing and dying and being run over and being hurt and people for hours going by the dead body at the big mega mart and not caring because they had someplace to go. So what if the guy's, you know, dying of a heart attack, probably would have lived, and they just let him sit there for an hour after he was dead because they had some purchases to make. Oh, what's going to happen when you're dying? What's going to happen when you're in trouble? Well, your neighbors are going to act just the same. You've been taught how to be shallow, childlike, arrested development blobs. But there's a lot of us who aren't like that. And so just because you want to be slaves doesn't mean I get to be one. Just because you want to go along with this. And I'll never forget the Lamadaline lady choking. I've told the story 20 times. And they wouldn't help her while she was choking. I'd been in the bathroom. She'd been choking a while. She was now falling on the table, purple. And I had to shove the ninnies out of the way. They were like, no, no, we called 911. No, you're not a... I mean, making noises like that. Just government rape me. I mean, this is the attitude of these people. There's armies of them. They're dangerous. And then after I'd gotten the thing out of the woman's throat... My wife's like, well, they're saying you're a hero. Let's stay. And I'm like, no, get out of here. Because they were already starting to calculate with little demons. Maybe he might have hurt her rib or something. I mean, I understand them. So I had to help her and then get out. Because helping them is what they don't want. Spiritually, they want to be plowed under. They hate themselves. Well, not me. I like myself. Okay? All right, I'm done with you. I'm talking to those out there who serve this weakness. Elaine in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Hey, first of all, I just want to tell you that God used you to bring me back to him. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyway, last night, I rewatched a video that David Icke did in an interview by the name of Arizona Wilder. And I watched it again for 3 hours to make sure that my information was not erroneous. But at about halfway through, an hour and a half through that video, she starts naming names about people that were at these satanic meetings, you know, the Royals, the Bushes, and all that. And Newt Gingrich was one of them. So it's
well, look, all I know is that it's in CNN today, the evidence that Sirhan Sirhan, this has been known since it happened with the RFK killing, was on drugs, was given a hypnotic drug. You go to the dentist, they give you Halcyon for, you know, that's an amnesiac. You're in a highly suggestible zombie state then. And that he was a diversion. And the police did their job and said, no, he didn't shoot him. Kennedy was shot from behind, different caliber. Sirhan's arm was pinned on the table, did not hit Kennedy. And it turned out, even BBC reported, 3 CIA guys were in the crowd the day it happened. And the guy that really did the shooting, one of the bodyguards, was CIA and worked at a Skunk Works operation. And they killed him. And they had a drugged up guy actually on the drugs doing it. And so that Arizona Wilder stuff, I believe she was involved in some of that. But when you really get into all the crazy stuff they see in things, that's part of the hallucinogens they give them. Newt Gingrich is involved in these key futurist societies that are admittedly Luciferian. I read his quotes about global consciousness, the one world order, the getting rid of the family, the power seating in him. Yes, Newt Gingrich is Illuminati. There's no doubt, and I wouldn't be surprised if that interview isn't accurate. Newt Gingrich is super, super mooey bad news. I mean, he is a very demonic creature. I can look at him. He can't even cloak it. He's seething with evil. I mean, he's supported NAFTA, GATT, open borders, gun control, abortion, carbon taxes, world government, end of the family. I mean, just an absolute total demon. And I've got him in the news today saying he is the real conservative. I guess Al Gore is, too. No, Newt Gingrich is a absolute goblin. Okay, I haven't gotten to your calls, as usual, but we're going to go to them right now. And then Tarpley's popping in, then we'll continue with calls. In the last 30 minutes, Dr. Jerome Corsi joins us on the latest on Iran. I haven't even gotten into that yet. Wow. Russia threatens to block NATO routes into Afghanistan, as Pakistan is already doing it. It is just crazy. Unknown snipers and Western-backed regime change, a historical review and analysis of what's happening over in Syria. Just incredible information on that front. Obviously, the Iranians storming the UK embassy. Things are heating up. Meanwhile, Ron Paul and Rand Paul, as well as other congresspeople like Justin Amash, have come out. And here's a quote. The definition of indefinite detention sections of the NDAA bill will turn the whole of the United States into a battlefield and hand the executive branch the power to have the military arrest U.S. citizens and hold them without trial. I mean, it doesn't get any more tyrannical than that. And I'm going to warn you again. They got all the good old boys to sign on to this because they said it's the brown Arabs. And they're like, we'll kill them all. And the system's like, okay, we will. Meanwhile, they actually give al-Qaeda control of major countries. It's all about imploding the dollar and bankrupting the country by design. The globalists have always hated America. This is their long-term plan. They don't do it through a frontal assault. They do it by posing as our loving, patriotic leaders that care so much about the troops. Now, we've got a lot of friends in high places. There's a lot of good people throughout the system, public and private. This doesn't have to happen. But the system has these psychos in control of it at the top, and they're able to carry it out if we don't speak out against it boldly, or if you're on the inside, leak information, bare minimum, soft sabotage. Just don't implement things that are unconstitutional. That's how you do it. Juries can say no. to laws that they believe are unjust. That's constitutional. That's why they're trying to get rid of juries. There's a lot of ways to stop this. And we'd already be in great tyranny. We're already in it to a great extent, but not as bad as it's going to get. But we've held it up, and that's given us time. You've held it up to wake a lot of people up. Peter in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Yesterday you talked about Larry McDonald.
Yes.
And I had his picture on my wall for about 20 years, and I wonder if you could go into some detail about that, what you know and where you got the info and so forth, because...
Well, I've talked to a lot of the John Birch Society people, and, you know, and I ought to get McManus on, the head of the John Birch Society. He hadn't been on a long time, folks. Let's get him on next week or this week. And you can go research it even on Wikipedia. I don't always believe Wikipedia, but it's got all the links to the accurate documents. Very suspicious. You know, the plane forced down, and then reports later of the people being tortured, disappearing. And that was clearly an authorized event where that happened. And he was really upset in the system because he was a good guy. And I should do a whole report. In fact, that's an idea. I've actually got a file where I put ideas. I'm going to tell the crew. I want to do the next few weeks. Problem is I start researching and then never get around to actually doing the report. I'll do a special nightly news report and try to air it on the radio the next day about Congressman Larry McDonald.
Okay. Thank you.
Anything else, sir?
Nope, that's it. Thank you.
Yeah, it's very sad. And of course, the telltale sign is, and there was no investigation. It's just like, oh, just land it and keep the people. Sure. very sick. Steve in Florida. Steve, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. First-time caller here. It's a pleasure to talk to you. I was just watching last night on NBC, the CFR anchor, Brian Williams, was talking about how more and more parents are opting out of the vaccine system.
You know, it's funny. One of my crew actually brought me, let me grab it, a transcript of that, nightly news propaganda on vaccines. And they said, oh, my gosh, the measles are going to be horrible. If just a few other percentage points of people don't get the shots, it's going to kill old people. And they're scaring folks, saying, if you aren't vaccinated, you'll make others who are get sick. I thought they're protected. And I've heard Dr. Dean Adel say people should be arrested that don't inoculate. What, how many shots? 100? Is 200? 300 good? Whatever these companies come out with, they lobby and then I have to take it to protect us. When the proof is they don't even protect us. So it's this idea of make it the law to take the shots. And they're even talking about checkpoints to make sure you've taken all the shots. What was your take on that?
Well, it's ridiculous. But it just really brings me to the point that we're having the biggest effect on the Illuminati in their biggest profit center, which is the medical establishment and the pharmaceutical industry.
Well, exactly. What they do is they slow kill us while they suck our money out of us. I tell you, I'm going to get to Tarpley, but stay there. I want to come back to you and then others. Stay with us.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay. Here's some of the news that's just breaking. France's ban on GM crops was illegal. That's right. The French people don't have a right to not eat corn and other food staples that have had pharmacological attributes added to them, or that have had pesticides added to them, where the plant actually grows its own pesticide at 1,000 times the natural level that the toxic fungus normally grows. France overturns ban on GM crops. Their highest administrative body, overturned the courts. It's all administrative law. And that TSA guy was getting ready to try to go down my pants. He said, I have administrative rights. And a little twinkle in his eye, a little twinkie twinkle. France's highest administrative body overturned two Ministry of Agriculture rulings on Monday, banning the planting of genetically modified corn. And of course, here they try to block you even having labeling. You're not allowed to even know, too. They don't want you to know. You're evil. Two government ministers quickly said they were looking for ways to continue blocking the crop. Yeah, a lot of those elitists over there enjoy their farmland and stuff. Well, sorry. It's time to get your GMO corn. Oh, your honeybees aren't all dying? They will be soon. Don't worry. We care about you. And there's come out a report, the famous cop for pepper spraying the peaceful people sitting down, and then how they spun it and said, well, basically you're criminals for being sprayed in the face. Turns out John Pike could no longer afford his mortgage after the housing market crashed. It doesn't matter, though, if his whole future is going to be destroyed by the globalists. He loves them. It's fun to get to spray peaceful people in the face. And our media is like, that's freedom. That's freedom. Oh, taking people's private MF global accounts, that's freedom, too. Oh, the army secretly arresting people and going to put you in FEMA camps for life, no judge or jury? Or they can even kill you? Well, that sounds like freedom. I mean, they're fighting Al-Qaeda. There's nothing scary about having secret arrests and secret in prison. I mean, that's not dangerous to have the government doing that. I'm not scared of that. I'm scared of the Al-Qaeda, who the government gets on the airplanes and protects. And that brings us to our next stack of reports. Iranian protesters storm UK embassy. Image shows Iranian missile site destroyed. They're now basically admitting, of course, it was Western special forces blowing it up and killing the head of their rocket program. The war is already on. And if Iran even criticizes it, that it's evil. Again, Iran should enjoy having their bases blown up. How dare them not appreciate it? It's like cops have said in the news. If you ball up while they're kicking you, it's assault. Yes. Yes. If you don't take all the vaccines and die of cancer, you're evil. You're assaulting others by spreading disease, even though they don't protect you with the vaccines. Anyways, it goes on. Bon voyage, 600 Libyans already fighting in Syria. All admitted. Libyan repeat, France and Al-Qaeda assist Free Syria Army in Turkey. It's all over the news. London Telegraph, you name it. But there's a new baby incubator story. Of course, it was fake that they were throwing babies out of incubators in 91, but... or 1990, but it's a good story. And the yellow cake and WMDs were all lies, but so what? So what? And it was a lie about what Gaddafi was doing, but so what? Syrian troops have killed more than 250 children, UN finds. Oh, they're very concerned about the children at the UN. And it just goes on and on and on. Al-Qaeda linked group claims responsibility for Katyusha fire against Israel. That means... Israel or the CIA or British intel did this. So see, Israel's under attack, too. Oh, yes, the war's real. Oh, got to take your rights. Totally ridiculous. Iranian protesters. Okay, we're going to go to Webster, Griffin, Tarpley, and then your phone calls 30 minutes after that, the first 30 minutes of the next hour. And somebody who's been a bit hawkish and has a lot of insider sources, did work for government agencies and things. Jerome Corsi's going to be joining us. Talk about Iran, but I wanted to go to Webster Griffin Tarpley of Tarpley.net, fresh back from the front lines of Damascus, you name it, in Syria, and he was there. The public says it's Western forces shooting and sniping just everybody just to create a cutout, kind of like Occupy Wall Street, of just a cutout of there's people dying. And he's back, and a lot of this is being confirmed in mainstream news, but the stuff we saw a month ago where the Al-Qaeda forces ran up the Al-Qaeda flag in all the major cities and had signs saying, Syria, here we come. But our media is actually saying that we've got to attack Syria because they like Al-Qaeda. Of course, Al-Qaeda is actually attacking them, but it doesn't matter with the American people. Just say Al-Qaeda. You could walk up to the average American and say, I'm going to take your car. I'm fighting Al-Qaeda. They'd say, here's my car. I'm going to beat your kid's head in with a baseball bat. I'm fighting Al-Qaeda. They'd say, baseball bat, please, let me help you. I'm going to gang rape your wife fighting Al-Qaeda. Well, certainly. Are there 100 of you? Would you like to blow her head off in the process? You're fighting Al-Qaeda. They're like, yes, we'd like to. Oh, good, fight Al-Qaeda then. We now go to historian, doctor of history, and also he's an economist and author on Obama, who wrote the unauthorized biography on our lordship. Webster Tarpley, fresh back from Damascus there in D.C., or I guess you're in Maryland today. Tarpley, tell us what you've seen.
Well, I've been in Damascus, as you've mentioned, and in Homs, and in a place called Banyas, and also in Syria, which is on the coast. I've actually I've been through the port city of Tartus, and this is now the place where just after I passed through there, we have the arrival of this Russian naval task force. I don't think they're all in the port. The port of Tartus has been expanded and upgraded with some rather important additions to the facilities over the last couple of years. And the information I have, one report comes from General Michel Aoun, the head of the Christians of Lebanon. I think a figure like de Gaulle, the savior of Lebanon, he told me a week ago, the Saturday morning, that the Russian fleet had actually arrived, and I got this confirmed from a Russian journalist, a woman working in Damascus. And it's a fleet that's composed of the Admiral Kuznetsov, which is an aircraft carrier, or at least a helicopter carrier, maybe a through-deck cruiser might be a term.
Yeah, it's like a troop carrier helicopter. It's kind of like the Coronado Marine Corps ship.
Right. And then we've got a heavy cruiser, the Moskva. The Moskva is a heavy-duty, heavy cruiser with missiles on board, three or four nuclear submarines. And the trick with the submarines is you don't know how many because they're underwater. If they come through the Bosphorus and the Dardanelles, if they were coming from Odessa and the Russian Black Sea Fleet, then they would have to surface as they go through the Bosphorus and the Dardanelles, because that's the treaty of Montreux, I think, says if it's a submarine, you got to come up to the surface to go through. But according to the Russian journalist I talked to in Damascus, she said that these ships had come from Murmansk. So she said there were three or four nuclear submarines that were known, and maybe more. And I think also an anti-submarine warfare ship. So this, I think, highly significant. And I think the big thing that's hanging over all this is the tremendous hysterical Dr. Goebbels-style Western media blackout that this Russian fleet is there. There are even other reports that they're unloading these S-300 advanced surface-to-air missiles, the kind of thing that Gaddafi wanted, didn't get in time, the kind that Iran has asked for, and they still haven't gotten them, at least in the numbers they wanted, as far as we know, anyway, that these are now being delivered to Syria. So this means that there's a whole new dimension of Russian support for Syria. 2 weeks ago, this past weekend, we also had the visit of the Russian Orthodox Patriarch, Kirill, Cyril. So he's Patriarch Cyril of the Russian Orthodox Church, the top religious authority of the Russian Federation, at least of the Christians, and he came there to Damascus to meet with the Grand Mufti of Damascus, who is a very interesting figure in his own right. I recommend you look him up. So the idea is that you've got a pattern, and you've also got now Foreign Minister Lavrov of Russia is saying, we want you to stop with these ultimatums to Syria, stop with this stuff. He's responding to a French madman, Alain Juppé. The foreign minister of France says it's time to cut humanitarian corridors into Syria and set up humanitarian...
And that's a total repeat of the Libya and the humanitarian love bombs. But you were there. We were unable to get a hold of you after you were first on there in the sniper areas. And now right. It's coming out that indeed that is the Al-Qaeda forces. Even the London Telegraph admits Al-Qaeda is now taking over all of Libya. The military leader is a top Al-Qaeda operative who openly says murder the Americans and all this. Well, that's his CIA cover. We've also got them at least 600 landing there. And then secondarily, now since you've been there, I want to hear about what you saw there bravely in areas under sniper attack, Webster. You never like to toot your horn, but you've been in the middle of it. Then I want to continue. Russia threatens to block NATO routes that they're using since Pakistan's cut off their route into Afghanistan. What's happening with that base being bombed? By the way, Hamid Ghul is on tomorrow, folks. Former head of Pakistani intelligence at the start of the show. I wanted to just confirm that's coming up. Also, Webster, we now have these huge explosions all over Iran, blowing up a lot of their missile facilities, killing their top commanders. Now the media is basically admitting the West is running operations there. The Iranians have hit the British embassy. I mean, clearly things are escalating right now.
Yes, I think you could say the Anglo-American mad dog imperialists are running amok. They are in a manic, hysterical war psychosis, a flight forward. This is now a new surge. I guess we haven't seen anything quite at this level since about 2000.
Webster, MF Global's making 40-1 bets, and there's now statements in the news where they said that's just the way it is. Insanely, 40-1 bets that were guaranteed to fail, losing $12 billion in one day and just frothing around. I mean, the elite has gone totally insane.
Yes, and it's good that you bring this up, because this is, I think there's a certain causal chain. In other words, when you take a ruling elite, like the Anglo-American financier oligarchy, these are finance capitalists, these are zombie bankers, hedge fund hyenas, and all the rest. They go nuts, they go bonkers when their derivative structures and their debt structures, their collateralized debt obligations and structured investment vehicles, when those go into negative leverage, into reverse leverage, and they start pyramiding astronomical, unbelievable losses at the top of these pyramids that they create, they go nuts. And they say, increase the rate of primitive accumulation, of looting, of sacking, of pillaging, of robbing, exploiting the world. But then they're told, well, there are these governments that seem to get in the way. There's the Syrian government that insists on selling bread for about 25 cents for 2.2 pounds. 1 kilo of pretty good bread, I've had some, for about a quarter. And they say, that's impossible. We want that to cost $25 for that kind of bread, so we can send the money to Wall Street in the city of London. So all of these governments are in the way. And this has been the story of the whole Arab Spring. And then in the middle of this, look at that band of territory that goes from Lebanon. Lebanon is now governed pretty much by an alliance of the Hezbollah pro-Iranian forces.
Listen, I want to get into all the geopolitical intricacies here, but bottom line, the elites are panicking. They're all going to go to jail unless they start World War III. And they're announcing they're going to arrest citizens for no reason and put us in FEMA camps. That's in the news. And it's just a frothing. They're like flopping around at the cocktail party, insane. But they're the boss, so that's just the way it is.
But
I mean,
now in the middle of all this, you've got to pick the one point when you have opposition forces, as we do, that are weak and disorganized and confused. There's got to be a clear trumpet. In other words, what do you do under these circumstances? What's the one point where activity, where a political assault, a political attack, can actually have some importance? Finance capital is the enemy. Wall Street is the enemy. The financiers, the zombie bankers, the hedge fund hyenas, this is what's behind the whole thing.
Yeah, they're the opposite of free market, too. They're just absolute crony capitalist insider crooks who then are always given more power for the messes they create.
Yeah, they talk free market, but what they actually carry on is the fascist corporate state on the Mussolini model. And again, the Syrian case is highly interesting.
Yeah, so bottom line, you were there, the sniper attacks, all that stuff's coming out, it's staged. Are they going to have the nerve to start the love bombing, the kinetic love, and will all the trendies dance around and be happy?
Look, a lot depends on Russia. I would say just about everything depends on Russia right now. As Gideon Welles, the Secretary of the Navy, said in 1863 and 1864, God bless the Russians. Thank God for Putin under these circumstances. Thank God he's making a comeback. Because if we had Medvedev with full power, the bombing of Syria and the civil war in Syria would already be going on. Notice that one of the things that's changing is the U.S. is leaving Iraq. That is, the large numbers of forces are departing. And what that conjures up then is a belt of territory that goes from Lebanon to Syria across the Shiite parts of Iraq and into Iran. That's basically going to be one continuous belt, and they're opposed to the U.S. and the British, right? They don't like the imperialists for whatever reasons, and there are many reasons, and a lot of them are good reasons. So the idea now is if Iraq is falling away from U.S. control, and you can see it, right? The Iraqis refused to vote the sanctions against Syria at the Arab League. They joined with Lebanon, Algeria, and Iraq, said, no, we will not take part in the economic warfare against Syria. It means that whole thing is meaningless.
Yeah, because they've already enjoyed decades of mass starvation,
yeah,
and,
right,
and loving sanctions and love bombs.
Privatized and everything. So the idea now is the whole idea was to attack Syria, so you'd isolate Hezbollah, you'd destroy the only ally that Iran had other than Iraq. But now that doesn't, it seems not to be working. So I would just caution everybody, right? The Anglo-Americans are as mad as hatters. They're as mad as March hares.
Look at them. They're all making 40-to-1 crazy bets. I mean, I think they're going to start World War III. Look how Cheney tried to start World War III with Russia on 888 with the Georgia. But Tarpley, I want to go to break and come back. What about the Pakistan situation? What's up with them blowing up military bases now?
Well, we've had this all year, right? And we had the U.S. Pressure, of course, the U.S. threat is to seize the Pakistani nuclear forces, to destroy them or to steal them and set the stage for Pakistan being broken up into four or five parts. This is the longstanding scenario. Now, Pakistan has been fighting back. The first thing they got was that secret ultimatum from China about 6 months ago, where China said to the U.S., back off, you bums. We are going to treat any attack on Pakistan as an attack on China. Just now we've had the conference of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, and there Putin has come forward as the personal sponsor of Pakistan becoming a full member, not just an observer, but a full member of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. Now you'd think a double guarantee for Pakistan would be enough. If China and Russia are both on record as supporting Pakistan, that ought to be enough to make the Anglo-Americans back off. But apparently not. Apparently they're so crazy that they're going to try to drive this strategy home. They may think that the government is weak or that there are other things they can take advantage of. But the fact is, they've just killed 25 Pakistani soldiers. This is absolutely...
Well, they loved them. They love-bombed them. Come on. All right, Webster Tarpley will be with us 5 minutes into the next hour. And then I'm going to go straight to your calls, people that are holding. I appreciate you, and I want to hear what you have to say. Dr. Jerome Corsi is joining us. I just briefly wanted to add that we are financially supported by listeners and viewers like you. For another 2 or 3 days, we're running the 15-day free trial at prisonplanet.tv, 15-day free trial. We also have a deal we run every November and December where you can get 5.3 months free or 44% off. When you sign up for a year, you pay for 6 months and some change, and you get 5.3 months free. That's available at Infowars.com. You get the nightly news, the films, the higher quality podcast, everything. Special reports, prisonplanet.tv, and you're supporting the front lines of the awakening. And I'm also going to run something through December. And it's the best deal we've ever offered. All 18 of my films on DVD, so you can do all the Christmas shopping at once. Support us and get films that'll wake up your friends and family. All of them. Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, Terror Storm, Endgame, Road to Tyranny, all four of the police state films. You name it, it's there. Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. $260 discount. It's $99.95, Infowars.com. Again, Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. Now, going back to Webster, what I see from this, and Hamid Ghul agreed, former head of Pakistani intelligence and others, is it is a plan to break the country in 3 to 5 parts, 3, 4, 5. They have been caught the CIA trying to give radiation type systems to Al-Qaeda operatives that work for them to blame it on the government.
Right.
They're trying to break it all up. And so it's clearly deliberate. They keep blowing up military bases and then saying Al-Qaeda tricked them. Give me a break, folks, as a pretext. So what is it? Cause revolution in the country that is now happening? Is this just old-fashioned destabilization?
Again, look at the ethnic breakdown. You have to see the ethnic origin of the troops who were killed, and often these are they're sometimes Pashtuns if they're part of these frontier militias. And the general idea is that if the Pashtuns get killed on the Pakistani side, they blame the Punjabis or the Sindhis for being part of the deal that allows the U.S. to go on doing these things. We've always got to remember, the U.S. is there because of the post-9/11 ultimatum, when Colin Powell and our dear friend Richard Armitage told the Pakistani government, at that time President Musharraf, they said, if you don't let us run wild over your territory and your airspace and your transport, we will bomb you back into the Stone Age. That's how the U.S. got there.
And instead, they've been playing the double game of infiltrating, taking over doing this. And then now they're saying, the Pentagon's saying, they're afraid the Pakistanis are going to launch terror attacks on America, then the globalist stage attacks, then they have a pretext to attack them. It's just pure poking the dog, trying to get the reaction.
Right, and I think there's also an element of desperation, because with the U.S. Basically leaving Iraq, or largely leaving Iraq, there's always, you know, there's always a residue that they keep behind. The idea may be, oh my God, we've got to hit Pakistan hard and fast and try to shatter the country, because we may not be here, you know, in a year or two. The other thing is, who's doing this stuff? Remember, the United States is not really run by Obama at this point, as far as I can see. There's this thing called the Principals Committee. That's Hillary Clinton, Leon Panetta. That's Holder, the Attorney General. We know his multiple crimes. There's this guy, Donilon, of the National Security Council, and our dear friend, General Petraeus. And when I look at that attack on Pakistan, I say that has Petraeus written all over it. That's his signature style, right? Sneaky, betrayal, stab in the back, attack your ally, and then put on a hypocritical show, and so forth. And if
all right, stay there. I want to talk about where this goes in the final five with you, and then mention Europe. Here's the headlines. Europe on the brink. Eurozone looks to IMF for rescue. Oh, yes.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, your call's coming up. Also, there's incredible demonizations of the Tea Party going on right now. New York Times has linked it to tried to tie it to the KKK. Cities are auditing. It's just incredible. Colin Powell came out and demonized it, and I'm going to cover it tonight, and said the media needs to work basically with the government to lying to the American people. Just incredible. Finishing up with Webster Griffin Tarpley, historian and also economist. Briefly, because we really want to hear what you have to say about Europe. Where do you see this going? Because, I mean, I'm really starting to get concerned. The elites are insane. They are megalomaniacal. They have a plan, but it is sheer madness, and they're going to run into countries that aren't going to put up with it.
Yeah, well, that's what we're seeing with the Russian case, right? Today, President Medvedev, doing something he didn't want to do, but Putin is making him do it, has opened up, inaugurated this rather impressive-looking phased array anti-missile radar at the western edge of the Russian Federation, and looking into Europe, and they've got some short-range missiles set up. So they're saying, you want to put your ABM, anti-ballistic missile systems, in Poland and Czechoslovakia and Romania and these places? Fine, we'll put missiles there so we can blow them up in the first 2 or 3 minutes. So this is actually very big stuff. The part in Europe, of course, is astronomically bigger than even things in the Middle East, because in Europe you've got nuclear NATO and nuclear Russia, and if these clash, then that's World War III by anybody's definition. So Russian resistance is stiffening. The Russians, of course, started late. It was a tragic mistake not to veto the Libyan resolution. That's Putin. Putin is trying to pick up the pieces after Medvedev made this mess. But that is happening. And on the European side, the problem with the Europeans is they needed to strike against these agencies, right? We're now hearing that France is about to be downgraded, right? Belgium has been downgraded, Portugal downgraded, all of these agencies, right? Fitch, Moody's.
Yeah, as if the agency can downgrade a nation state when it's the banksters that have maneuvered the nation state into this position. Now they're saying, we say you're in debt servitude, and the government say, okay. I mean, this is pathetic.
Yeah, that's the danger of a weak state. See, if you had a strong state, the strong state would say, guess what, ratings agencies? You're indicted. You're in jail. We're shutting you down. You're the tentacle of a foreign intelligence service. You're in the orbit of the U.S. intelligence community, because, of course, they are, and we're going to be investigating you. That's what General de Gaulle would have done, right? He would have had a tank parked outside the ratings agency very, very quickly, and that would have been the end of them. The other thing, of course, is if you're under attack through credit default swaps, and that's what's happening to Italy, for example, ban credit default swaps. Don't let the speculators use this engine, right? The credit default swap is a way to increase the striking power and the destructive power of whatever speculative money you're deciding to throw at a country. So this is it's a conspiracy. What other word for it?
No, they're collapsing it finally into the IMF and World Bank and their private holders.
Right.
But one comment, though, Tarpley, and I respect your view and your intellect. You keep saying America, Anglo-American, establishment. We ourselves are kept slaves of the six big mega banks. So when you keep saying America, 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 America is just another one of their holdings. We're just a giant engine or a coal box they use to fund their system.
But I tried to point out, we're talking about finance capital, right? We're talking about Wall Street and the City of London, and we're talking about their respective plantations. Now, if you don't want to be on their plantation, then you have to struggle, right? You have to do something to get out of that. And quite frankly, a mass movement, right? You've got to.
But bottom line, they're losing control, so they might start World War III.
Right, but the point is, we got some momentum with this Occupy Wall Street. I think that had some positive features. That's got to now.
All right, we'll have to have you back up, Webster. Glad you got back safe. Phone calls, tons of news straight ahead. Stay with us.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, as I keep repeating over and over again here, things are just going to get crazier and crazier from here on out. I mean, you got Pakistan blowing up into flames, Syria, Al-Qaeda being dispatched by the globalists everywhere to do their dirty work, just in front of everyone. We're taking your rights because of Al-Qaeda. Now, Al-Qaeda, take over this, and this. Here's our funds, missiles, everything. I mean, it's so bizarre how naked it is. But the average American does not hold a passport, cannot find countries in Latin America, much less Asia, and literally has no idea even what planet they're on. They know all about football. They know all about acting cool. They know they're free, even though they drive through checkpoints on the way home. We've got to reach out to these people and explain it's the mega banks that are doing this to you, or the globalists are going to implode all of Europe and then implode the United States and say, we're sorry, your government has contracts with these mega banks. You must raise all these taxes and all these new property taxes and business taxes. That's the way it is to pay your debt, when most of it is not even our debt. We've been signed on to the derivatives. I mean, I'm seeing reports out of places like Greece where they're raising all these new property taxes, business taxes, you name it. Speaking of that, then I'm going to your calls. Here's the Austin American Statesman today. Court okays business tax. Justices say it doesn't violate state constitution. Now lawmakers can tackle efforts to reform state levy. And they've got hospital district taxes, business taxes, excise taxes, franchise. I mean, it just goes on and on. All of this under Perry, who more than doubled the size of government, who got all these new state taxes passed that are basically income taxes for folks that actually try to employ people. Inspectors, everything. And he was behind all this. And Amnesty Cities, Free Tuition, Bilderberg Group, NAFTA Superhighways, supported NAFTA and GATT, supported Al Gore, supported Hillary Clinton. And I get emails going, you trashy liberal, how dare you not get behind Rick Perry? You're a liar about all that. I'm just like, okay, whatever. Mitt Romney. Gun control, amnesty studies, open borders, praised by Al Gore, carbon taxes, pro-abortion, hedge fund scammer. I mean, it goes on and on and on. You get Herman Cain, Federal Reserve, New World Order, wants a new two new taxes on top of everything, excise and sales. Doesn't talk about how they're going to jack up the other nine or how there's another nine, four nines in there with the payroll tax. And then you get Newt Gingrich, who's worse than all of them combined. I mean, Newt Gingrich, NAFTA, GATT, part of groups calling for world government. I've read the quotes. Wrote books, wrote forwards to books, The End of the Family, Total World Government, The End of the United States, Total Tyranny, Arrest Citizens, on and on and on. Now they're on the verge of passing the bill. Rand Paul is fighting it. And I should have been screaming bloody murder all day about this. Instead, I'm just, well, yeah, they're trying to have indefinite detention, secret arrest, secret torture, secret execution, because this ties into the Enemy Combatant Act and all that, the military commission stuff. And then I've been to the drills. I see it in the news. With the military now running real checkpoints, totally illegal. And look, the mega banks that have captured America, if you take away one thing from this broadcast, it's this. If you study history, corrupt elites always use the military to take over the country and rob the general public. That's the nature of it. It's a weapon the corrupt always want. It's like, to use the Lord of the Rings analogy, it's the Ring of Mordor. And there's always somebody that wants to get it and put it on. And government can provide that tyranny, that appetite of total domination. And the giant criminal group that brings the corrupt oligarchy to power, they always want more, more, more. And they don't like competition operating. It's about total avarice-filled domination. And they have been preparing and pushing forever to bring the military onto the streets of America and to get rid of the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And now they're almost done. And they're going to stage terror attacks, new Oklahoma cities, and blame it on this radio show, on Ron Paul, and on our movement for liberty. They've done it before. They're gearing up. You've seen the memos telling Obama how great it would be with his advisors, how only a new Oklahoma City to blame his detractors will save him. But it won't be to save Obama. It'll be to save this agenda. They don't fight fair. And even if there was a real terror attack, which it is always staged when it's this type of event or provocateur, how does taking your rights fix everything? Why, if it's statistically one of the least dangerous things out there, being killed by terrorists, why have you been taught to get all upset and freak out and have a fetish over the fear? And how did Land of the Free, Home of the Brave become a bunch of people in fetal positions, literally getting off on the fear? One time I was flying with somebody who used to work here years ago, and they would open the window of the plane and get all scared and go, and I would say, literally, I would say, stop it and close the window. And then he turned and he said, I think I kind of like it, getting scared. And that's what it is. Needless to say, I didn't fly with that person again. But, I mean, I'm talking about digging into the seat going, and I'm like, you didn't tell me this. And then everything's okay. You're at 30,000 feet. Looking out the window, actually making that noise. And I looked in their eyes. I said, you're getting off on this.
I guess I am.
Oh, my gosh. I go out in public, and especially the trendies, they look so soft, so stupid, so childlike, so into themselves, unaware, blissfully unaware. I mean, the New World Order looks at those people and just says, we're taking them down. Increase the dose in the water. Prepare to launch military strikes on our enemies. Soon the globe will be ours. I mean, I was reading the quotes of Newt Gingrich about, I have an inexorable political power appetite. I wish to dominate and overthrow the world system and bring in the new one of total empowerment and the new awakening of the great power and the consciousness. I mean, total Albert Pike, Illuminati, Lucifer stuff. I mean, that's who we're dealing with. Just like, yeah, power to eyes, rape everything. But if they're up there in their suit going, I'm your friend, Newt Gingrich will point his finger whenever somebody doesn't give up their rights. And he'll say, do you want to lose a U.S. city? And he says it like he's poking you with fear. And then everybody rises, oh, no, we're so scared. And he smiles, little goblin. They're so easy to manipulate. I mean, he's weak. He's pathetic when you see what he is. And I got to watch these little They're like fat little goblins that spiritually drag their belly and have like pus squirting out of them and blood dripping out their noses and bloodshot eyes, and they're real and they're horrible stinking spiritual flatulence, and their bellies leave like a snail trail of pus behind them. And like good people are like towering, you know, steel giants of will and intellect, but are so naive and spiritually have that blind spot that we're ruled by little tiny goblins with little short arms and legs that can hardly move and just kind of vomit stinking scrofulous. They like vomit rotten children's parts out, bleh, and wars and black smoke, and they're dragging themselves along, and you know, again, horrible flatulence. Just picture these creatures. And this is who we have to bow down to. I mean, with childlike, Newt Gingrich, do you want to lose a U.S. city? And everybody gets into being scared. They go, oh. Everybody's like, he's devastatingly accurate. I love being afraid. And the Republicans all just go, fear, save me, daddy. I mean, I'm telling you. I mean, you told old-time Americans, you better do this or they'll get you. No one would listen to you. Now everybody just literally, he's like, are you ready for this? Is everybody ready to like, have to put new diapers on, because I'm going to, Al-Qaeda will get you, and all you hear is a giant, I'm sorry to talk like this, a giant flatulence sound, and they fill their diapers. And that should be the American flag, is a big fat person in a diaper crying in fear, bowing down to a little goblin, a ugly, diseased goblin with pus and warts, eating a rotten baby. Okay, up here, and then down there is the public in a diaper praying to it. I mean, that's America. A demonic goblin eating a rotten baby, defecating on the American people who are in a diaper praying to him. All right, I said I'd get to your calls. We got to come. I'm sorry. I mean, this is what we're dealing with. You know, I had a caller who was on earlier. I said I'd get back to. I'll at least get to him right now if I can find the call system. Steve in Florida, you wanted to, or was it Steve or who was, you wanted to make a point about medical tyranny? Go ahead.
Yeah. And you, I invite any of your listeners to just type in Rockefeller Foundation medical schools, and you'll see right about the time Federal Reserve started, all the mega $1 million in grants that they gave to the ailing medical schools, but that was only under one condition, is that they would have to follow what they say. And that was really a transfer of their petrochemical business, the Rockefeller family, into the pharmaceutical one. And the whole motto was disease maintenance and disease expansion. And when you look at it, I think it's demonically brilliant, because they've made everybody sick.
Well, they want to make normal life not regenerative, like Terminator seeds is the archetype, where the seed doesn't produce another seed. You've got to go back to them. Again, they're little demonic, spiritual, pus-filled creatures that can hardly move, so they want to make all of us like them. You understand? They see us for what we really are, powerful, beautiful creators in God's image. So they're like, all right, jack them full of a bunch of stuff, so they've got to buy everything from us to even be able to survive. Great point, sir. Really appreciate you bringing that up. Yeah, they're getting ready with all the attempts for forced inoculation. More calls. Good old Chuck Berry. Johnny Be Good. I got to go to your calls. We got Dr. Corsi coming up with a bunch of breaking news on Iran. Aaron in Wisconsin, thanks for holding. And we're going to get to Ryan and others. Go ahead, Aaron. Welcome.
Hey, what's up, Alex?
Hey, brother.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, we're just talking about our little goblin leaders.
Yeah, I know. And I was going to say, I love your description.
Well, unfortunately, that's about what it is. About a 6-inch goblin who can hardly walk that we all bow down to. And we're about 10,000 feet tall and could move mountains, but we don't. We just grovel and bow down to the goblin because he's got us under a spell.
Yeah. But I guess I'll just talk to listeners out there. I actually want to share a dream. I think that people could actually make greenhouses on flat trailers, just to have wheels on them. You could you just put a little greenhouse, and it could really keep us kind of mobile and have them in our backyards and stuff.
And what would you grow in that greenhouse?
Well, eventually, when Ron Paul's elected, there's way more profitable things to do. That.
Well, you sound like you're in a really good mood today. Did you just have a big bong yet?
I think that's, yeah, understood. But that's besides the point. That I think that we should be growing our own vegetables. Everyone should be, let's say if you're going to go and have a burger with ketchup and mustard, get the organic ketchup, get the good beef, and do the best you can.
And by the way, that's an example of how we can demand things go in the right direction, voting with our dollars. Hunt's Ketchup now says organic and non- high fructose corn syrup, sugar, just demanding it. And I guarantee you, Heinz will be next. And it's little things like that. Very interesting. Anything else, Aaron? Because I want to let you get back to that bong.
Yeah, thank you. Just stay healthy. That's what I the best advice, because we know so much. And I think I was thinking this while I was on hold, that every patriot, the first year is going to be 100 people. The second year is going to be 1,000 people. Then 10,000. That's why Alex Jones has, like, 10 million people listening to him right now.
And well, I've got probably got 3 million overall the whole show every day, but it's around 15 million a week total, every different platform. And a large portion of those are one-timers that come through only once or twice and hear the information. So we're reaching a lot of new people. That's super important as well. God bless you. I appreciate the call, Aaron. Watch out for the ganja. Okay, let's go ahead now and talk to Ryan in Canada. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Yeah, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a while. I just wanted to address this whole Occupy movement and how it's associated with the United Nations, and more specifically, how it's using a guide from the Tavistock Institute filtered through the Consensus Building Institute. And basically, it says in this guide that they have the authors are the Commission for Group Dynamics and Assemblies, but I can't find out who these people are.
Yeah, and they persecute them to make people feel sorry for them at one level of the dialectic while setting the precedent to attack people. Again, they announce for people to come out against corrupt elements of Wall Street. Good people show up. Then they come in and say there is no leader to make sure no patriots get in there. Then they slowly take them over to where now they're calling for open borders, world government, gun control, communism, socialism. George Soros is our supreme ruler. All of this garbage to control the opposition. And yes, it's all Delphi UN brainwashing technique. And I'm not saying the Occupy itself is bad, but that's the layer over it trying to control us. And then people are like, you're criticizing Occupy. It's not one monolith. It's like the Tea Party. Ron Paul starts it. Republicans try to take it over. So you're talking about two Tea Parties, the Patriot Tea Party and the Rhino Newt Gingrich type Tea Party. You see, it's the same thing with this. The establishment is trying to control opposition.
Well, that sounds exactly what I've uncovered with my research. I mean, it doesn't matter what aspect that you go digging into in this. The deeper that you dig, the more you keep on finding out that there's UN involvement and that these people basically want to get down on their knees and invite this New World Order system in. That's what it's all about.
No. They're the children of spoiled yuppies, of the spoiled baby boomers, and they literally think the New World Order is going to roll over like a fat sow and offer a Milky up to them, and that they're going to come over and just suckle like fat little piglets all day long. Which the New World Order says they openly want to cyanide their butt. So here's the, you know, they drop down the big milk device, the mammary gland, and the little trendies run up and go, and then fall over dead, basically.
Well, I just find it a little convenient that they have these tent cities all set up, and it's, you know, right about the same time when the EU is about, like, basically on the verge of collapse, and we could see them collapse within a couple of weeks. And so they have their tent cities all set up, ready to serve borscht, and it seems like, you know, they're creating a home for these people that's going to end up being rife with disease.
And then they've got to move them to the FEMA center for their health. Exactly. We told you this years ago how they would play it out. It's for their own good. Okay, Al-Qaeda forces are being inserted over Libya and the West and inserted into Syria as usual, as they were used against the Serbs and the Russians, doing a great job for the New World Order. We're going to be talking about that in a moment. And yes, I will also get to your calls. Sean, Rodney, Billeran, and everybody else that's Frank, others that are holding. A guest on this show, he was on a few times via phone, once in studio, and then he actually got me on the Opie and Anthony show, which is a pretty big syndicated show, when he was kind of guest hosting it. Really funny guy, awakening to the New World Order. Patrice O'Neill dead, comedian dies at 41 following diabetes battle and stroke. That's really sad. And Charlie Sheen, a mutual friend, said on Patrice O'Neill that the world lost a brilliant man. And he got to know him on the Charlie Sheen roast. And we're all just human, but it's sad to see him go. Remember, life is very, very short. Now, shifting gears, I was on Coast to Coast AM last night for a quick little news pop-in. And right before me was Dr. Jerome Corsi, who has a lengthy bio, but has worked, what, the State Department, you name it, also worked in finance. And he joins us because he was saying basically that the Iran attack is imminent, and he only had about 3 minutes. I want him to be able to flesh that out a bit more. He's a PhD from Harvard University in political science. He is the author of the number one New York Times bestseller, The Obama Nation, and, of course, wrote the Swift Boats book and a lot more. JeromeCorsi.com is his website, and he joins us now. You know, my issue here is, Doc, and the Washington Post came out today and actually said, oh, looks like somebody in the West is blowing up these missile bases and killing their top missile general. And I've known, I don't know, what is it, for 5-6 years, Bush admitted they've got groups in there sabotaging things. I'm no fan of the mullahs and the general thing in Iran. My issue is it is a major provocation. I mean, imagine if Iran was here blowing stuff up. And it's kind of like, well, Iran, you're still evil because we're blowing stuff up. Israel, the U.S., and England reportedly are all over there. And you're still bad. We blew you up and you're standing down and taking it. That's Al-Qaeda. And the media calls them Al-Qaeda and we all know they're Shiite. And all of this is only going to dig the mullahs in more, all the sociologists and political scientists have said. And so clearly, Dr. Corsi, they're moving forward with this. So, I mean, what's your view on this? And I know you have a lot of sources. I have some of the same sources off record. But a lot of this is very transparent that you know, things aren't just blowing up on their own. The Easter bunnies aren't laying explosive bombs. What's happening here? And how big of an issue is this?
Well, I think, Alex, it's an extremely big issue. We're right on the verge of a major war in the Middle East with most likely Israel and Iran. And I've seen the satellite pictures of this military base that was blown up just a few days ago outside of Tehran, and it was leveled. I mean, this was clearly some kind of a major strike that took out that base, killed 17 Revolutionary Guard, a top Iranian missile scientist, nuclear scientist. The provocations within Iran for, you know, blowing up. And also major explosions yesterday in Isfahan, which is one of the refinement processes for uranium, one of the sites where Iran refines uranium. Clearly, the initial main suspect is going to be Mossad and the Israeli agents. It's not unlikely. I mean, Israel is going to do everything they can to prevent Iran from getting a nuclear weapon. And the time is winding down very quickly. Iran is positioned right now to fill the vacuum that the United States is leaving, especially in Iraq. Iran is going to be the major dominant power within the Middle East in a very short time, and that also frightens the Saudis, who are Sunnis. So you've got a powder keg here that's already beginning to ignite, and internal provocations blowing up facilities within Iran is certainly going to heighten the tension, as we see again today with the takeover of by so-called students, which are really various militias and activists in Iran, taking over the British embassy, much as like in 79, the U.S. embassy was taken over. It's beginning. This is the beginning of what's going to be a major regional war. And I don't think it's reversible at this point. I've been writing about it since 2005, warning people it was going to happen. We're in the very first stages. This is like, Alex, 1914, and seeing the initial provocations and incidents that led to a world war. We're headed down that same path.
Now, Dr. Corsi, obviously you've got a lot of sources. A lot of this is open intelligence. Clearly, the media has been gearing up. I don't buy that story about the car salesman who's going to kill the Saudi ambassador and all that. Clearly a provocation. A lot of experts across the political spectrum, including George W. Bush's top expert on the Persians, came out and said it was phony. But clearly they're trying to go in that direction. What intel do you have on the time frame and what type of chain reaction that this is going to basically lead to? And of course, I'm getting at Iran really stupidly. I mean, I know they can only take so much, depending on which view you take. Regardless, they have taken quite a bit. But of course, they deserve it because it's peace bombs and everything. But Iran has come out, being sarcastic, Iran has come out and said, their intelligence said, that they'll take the war to the American and Israeli streets. And that's exactly what the West wants. They're going to love using the TSA on the streets and the army on the streets. And they've got this bill to arrest citizens and throw you in the slammer for life with no trial. I mean, clearly, Iran is playing right into the banksters' hands, right as the banks implode, right as the Bank of the World is announced. I mean, I can really see this coming together.
Well, and the major provocation right now in Iran is not necessarily blowing things up. It's actually the pressures that are being put on the Iranian central bank, again, by Great Britain and the Obama administration, finally engaging with Iran. But these pressures are going to be very difficult for Iran to survive economically. And when you threaten Iran economically, you're going to get a backlash. I think from Israel's point of view, Israel's going to wait till the last possible minute before they strike. But that could happen any time. And the Netanyahu government's been much more active. I mean, my sources in Israel are saying that there's a major push for a strike on Iran any day. We could wake up any day and the strike could occur. When it occurs, it could also be a provocation that occurs somewhere else, an incident in the Gaza, an incident with Lebanon, any kind of disturbance, including within Syria, where Israel finally feels that the balance is so swung against Israel that the pressure from Iran to develop a nuclear weapon is so intense that Israel has no choice but to strike now. Israel does not want to do it, but I think in the final analysis, it's coming. I've said for years, been trying to prevent this war from happening, but again, the steps that could have been taken all along have been missed. We engage in negotiations with Iran, going back to Condoleezza Rice in 2005 in the Bush administration. That was a waste of time.
Well, Doc, what about this announcement that Al-Qaeda is firing Katyusha rockets into the country?
Well, that's again, I mean, you've got provocations from Al-Qaeda. You've got provocations from Hamas firing rockets at any day into Israel. This entire situation, Alex, is a tinderbox. You've got what, you know, the Arab Spring, which was touted as this great democracy movement. It's really a major movement on the Muslim mafia, the Muslim Brotherhood, which has been anti-Israel, been, you know, directly opposed to the interests of Israel, and determined to radicalize, impose Sharia law in the countries across North Africa.
But, so, Doc, it's more than the Muslim Brotherhood Sharia law. I mean, I've got the London Telegraph, you name it, today, admitting that Al-Qaeda has taken over most of the cities. They're flying the flags. The military leader in Tripoli is a top real Al-Qaeda guy, was fighting U.S. forces and coalition forces in Iraq. We now have reports that 600 Al-Qaeda have been sent in to fight Syria. It's not just like the government didn't know and messed up and oopsie, here comes Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda was used against the Serbs, the Russians. I mean, it's like the Swiss Army knife that they use. So how can we all give up our rights because Al-Qaeda's going to get us? While the underwear bomber's gotten on the plane by the government, Al-Qaeda's being put in power everywhere. I mean, come on, Doc. I mean, what's really going on with this Al-Qaeda?
You've got the situation. Well, that's what I'm saying, Alex, is you've got Al-Qaeda operating almost as the military arm of the Muslim Brotherhood. That's what's going on. And in these countries, that's going to be radicalized. It's not going to be democracy in Egypt. It's going to be a government, whichever government takes over, that is going to be much more favorable to letting Al-Qaeda operate. Al-Qaeda is going to ramp up the violence. The violence is going to be directed to Israel. Look, Alex, if you're sitting in Tehran, There's never been a more favorable moment to try a war with Israel. The United States has crippled economically. The EU is going down the tubes fast.
Why would NATO and our government then put al-Qaeda in this position?
Well, it's all been the whole structure of this, and you said it in the previous segment, the prelude for more globalism. This is, again, in the EU crisis, you're seeing it. The solution the EU is offering is to have fiscal unity, fiscal EU taking over the economies of each of the individual nations. The globalists are seeing this is the final great push for globalism. It's going to come in the collapse of the EU, the collapse of the United States economically. There's no way the euro is going to be saved unless globalism ramps up and the EU becomes a fiscal union and the bankers essentially take over both in the United States and in Europe. Look at how many of these European leaders, these technocrats, have ties back to Goldman Sachs and all the other major investment brokers. At the same time, Obama's waging kind of a populist war against Wall Street, which he doesn't believe for a minute.
It's controlled opposition, and it demonizes General Wall Street, not the zombie banks, as the problem. But Doc, looking at this,
that's also the script he's been given to go out and try to divert attention. I mean, Obama's as much of a globalist as any of these people, and Obama's advancing the globalism goal.
All right, so I concur with you. So basically, they're putting Al Qaeda in charge in all these countries and using them as a secret army because it sows destabilization, and that's what they want. It's very simple: order out of chaos.
Exactly. We're going to have a major breakup in the Middle East, a major war, I think it's going to be. I don't see any way it's not going to devolve into a war. At the same time, you've got a major breakup in the EU, where the euro is virtually on the brink, and the United States is bankrupt. These are not happening by accident. This is the final push for the globalists out of this chaos to tell people the only way you're going to be safe is if you give us the power, us bankers, the power to run the world. At the same time, you got Congress over here with John McCain with new measures to say Americans can be picked up off the streets and charged as terrorists and put away without any trial. You've got the New York Times and the Washington Post who are running a political agenda and refusing to report any of this. You know, the Arab Spring is touted as this great democracy movement. It has nothing to do with democracy. It has to do with the radicalization of the Middle East in advance of a major war that the globalists intend to use the chaos in order to gain more power. It's
pure exactly. Very, very well said. And that is exactly what's going on here. Now, I understand that you're pro-Israel. I look at this completely neutral and cold.
Right. I understand that.
Okay. But at the same time, the West did overthrow Mossadegh, who was pro-West. He just wanted to build up Iran, and kind of the British model didn't want to industrialize its vassal states. Okay, and then you have all the Shah and the Savak and the torture. I mean, this country, the people running this country and running England before Israel even existed, or when it was barely crawling, have done wrong to the Iranian people. Then you've got all the weird CIA stuff helping get the mullahs in and Iran-Contra. I mean, you talk about a mess of spaghetti. I can study Cloak and Dagger, and I have trouble understanding it. From your understanding, what's really going on in Iran? And won't this just dig in the hardliners? And isn't this just about Netanyahu, who says this will make him like Churchill? This will be good for the mullahs to be attacked. It'll be good for Netanyahu to attack, make him look strong. It'll be a nice diversion for Obama. I mean, I just see this as evil. I mean, how come Pakistan can have nukes, but I mean, I'm not saying Iran is even going to have them. This is crazy.
I think you hit on a key point, though, Alex. The secret history, the intelligence history of the Middle East, if not the world since the end of World War II, is probably the most important real history going on. I mean, you've not only had intelligence involvement back to Mossadegh in 1953, you had intelligence involvement all through the history of the Middle East, going back really to the creation of the agencies, the OSS, back in the United States during World War II. This is all a structure of intelligence that is also working hand in hand with the bankers on a global world order. If you think the KGB and the CIA are two separate organizations, you're wrong. These are two organizations that have worked hand in hand for decades. We've got a president whose life history reads like a intelligence disinformation campaign to hide who he really is. A missing year where no one can figure out where Barack Obama was in Colombia, that he's not there when he was supposed to be there. A trip to Pakistan that no one's ever explained.
A fake legend history about him, all of it. So,
all of it.
So how is it going for the globalists and their plan to destroy the free market and transfer us back to feudalism?
Well, I think, Alex, we're about to find out. I mean, the next 6 months, I think, are going to be written in the streets around the world. You're going to have protests going on in Greece. You have protests going on in Italy. You have protests in the United States. The Occupy movement is just the beginning of the anarchist chaos. It's an attempt to
co-opt legitimate movements against the zombie banks and make it a general anti-capitalist movement. Let me ask you this question. You rightly say, because that is the plan, to implode Europe, then implode the U.S., then call for this global receivership arm, and the countries waive their sovereignty. This is all admitted now. They're going to have trouble executing this because we've been here for decades warning people.
Well, and in fact, what's going on, too, Alex, is a greater attempt to marginalize. You know, I'm a staff reporter for WorldNet Daily. We're continuing to write about this all the time. But again, the marginalization. You take a look at the extent to which, you know, the New York Times, the Washington Post, even the major networks, including Fox, moving more to the left. There's an attempt to block out anybody who's going to criticize globalism, anybody who's going to say the bankers are behind this. And again, as I point out, don't miss the banking connection. The riots in the streets today in Tehran over the embassy being taken over Great Britain is about banking. It's about the fact that the central banks are trying to put discipline on Iran's central bank, and Iran realizes that's going to cause depression in Iran.
Well, we're going to break here in a minute, but, I mean, look at it today. New York Times likens Tea Party to KKK. Right. City audits Tea Party. I mean, they're coming after the Tea Party because even though it's got rhinos trying to control it, it is what the globalists fear. Right. And so meanwhile, they've got Occupy Wall Street that's their attempt to try to control and steer the debate towards robbing the state, robbing middle class, instead of getting us out of globalism that is this bondage. Dr. Corsi's our guest. He writes for WorldNetDaily.com. Of course, our website's InfoWars.com. Stay with us. Okay, I'll do a little bit of overdrive for callers that are holding. I'm going to get to you. Finishing up with Dr. Corsi, regardless of which side you're on, I realize this is a lot bigger than Israel, Iran, the United States, England. It is these mega banks who openly finance the fake green movement, the carbon taxes, the world government, Newt Gingrich, all of it. They don't like a true free society, and they're our enemies. And all of these governments love wars because it becomes a political distraction. And I agree with Dr. Corsi. You're about to, I mean, the world is reaching the quickening point. Economically, all of it. They can't deny the depression, any of it. Doc, we'll have to have you back up for a full hour in the near future if you can do it to really flesh all this out. But you've got the bombing of the bases in Pakistan. You've got all this other weirdness going on. How do you see this playing out? You got cut off by the break. You were bringing up a lot of issues. I mean, the fact that they admit that this bill allows the secret arrest of citizens, but they say, oh, well, citizens are exempt, but we can then take that away if we want, and held for life in prison without trial. I mean, it's like waking up in a dystopic movie or something.
Well, I think, Alex, the point I want to get across is that the next 6 months you're going to see the EU, you're going to see the United States be violence in the streets. This is going to go back to the streets. And the intent is to push it into the streets, chaos. Because when chaos occurs, while a war, I think, also breaks out in the Middle East simultaneously. So you got financial collapse, you got people who are threatened, not going to get their pension checks, not going to get their Medicare checks, not going to get whatever from the government. You've got chaos breaking out in the United States. The EU will collapse. And out of this chaos is exactly the formula I think the globalists intend to gain more power, because it will produce fear. Well, people feel fear when they're watching on the television set every night, riots, uncontrolled violence, people are going to be willing to give up more rights to government control. We now move the bankers into the position. Take a look at who the new heads of state are in Europe. These technocrats, they're moving the bankers into positions of politicians running these countries in preparation of a banker takeover of the European Union. That's what's going to emerge from the chaos, because the globalists have not given up their dream of a one world government. You know, it'll take chaos to create what they want in terms of a one world government, and we're going through that chaos first stages right now.
And you are 100% right. That is the plan. We're now here, the real birth of world government, where they just go, yeah, it's authoritarian. Yeah, the bankers took over Europe through fraud. So what? The economist says they know best. Incredible stuff happening here. How do we stop them? I mean, I think we've already done it. For decades, we've known what's going on. We've exposed the program. And I think that they're going to have trouble. They may try to get it in place, but there's no way even an authoritarian secret arrest system is going to be able to enforce this.
I think we're going to get to a point where the United States is closer to breaking up than it's ever been. You know, I think we're at a point of going back to the 10th Amendment. There's some states, some places in the country that are just going to say no. Don't want to participate in this anymore. The only way to deal with it is going to be to opt out of it, to say, we're finished with it. You know, United States of America, go your own way. We're Texas. We're whatever state. We're going our way. Because it's going to have to be a situation of fighting against the globalists by not allowing power to aggregate
exactly
in governments and in banks, but getting back to individual control of our lives.
Well said. I mean, it's like this. The Russian people aren't bad. The German people aren't bad. They got evil governments. And America has been hijacked by these finance oligarchs. And
who don't read the Constitution and don't care about the Constitution.
Yeah, and who hate it. And folks, you're going to have to recognize this if America has any hope. Dr. Jerome Corsi of WorldNetDaily.com, thank you for spending time with us.
My pleasure. Thanks, Dan. Thanks, Alex.
You bet. I'll be on the radio tonight. And TV, 7 o'clock, InfoWars Nightly News. All right, folks, I've done it again. Gone into overdrive so I can talk to some of you. When I get in a hurry, I start stumbling around. I think we all do that. We'll go to Sean and Rodney first, because they've been held over here. Sean in New York, thanks for holding her on the air. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking the time to have me on. I was listening to you and Dr. Corsi and a gentleman that called yesterday who was speaking about how his children were taken through the family courts and CPS because his wife had brain cancer, I believe, or a brain tumor.
I think it was one of the older daughters. I got confused, but yes.
But what you were just saying with Mr. Corsi about how you would think that the governments and the people wouldn't take the steps that are happening right now because you're aware of it, it seems to me, my experience is, these people they really don't even care anymore. I've been inside the family court system for close to 12 years now. You know, people have asked me to sit in their cases, and I see where they just blatantly... they couldn't care less what the law is.
Oh, they lie? They'll take kids and they'll use... I've seen it in cases because I used to have the will to go to these things. It's very painful. I had to stop because it's very painful to watch them feeding on the pain of the families. They'll take a 3-year-old case of another family and with all the fake charges and just sign a new cover sheet with a new name on it and give that to a judge and take your kids. And the judge sits there and laughs and doesn't care because they're usually a big, fat child rapist. I mean, literally, our government's just full of just the most murderous, villainous, child-raping filth. Literal, just, I don't have words to describe the level of evil. Look at ESPN. They knew about this stuff for a decade, did nothing. You know, the wife of the coach is recorded clandestinely. They confirm it about raping children, and they don't even care. I mean, it's just a nation of demons.
You know, the thing is, you know, like, when I tried to point out and when I tried to make other people aware what was happening, not only in my situation, but with other people, everyone thinks that it doesn't apply to them. they say, well, this has no bearing on me.
Yeah, you know, they're selfish scum. That's the beginning of true evil, is not having empathy. And so they think, oh, that guy's dead in the Walmart. I've got some stuff I want to buy. I'm not going to tell anybody he's dead or having a heart attack. I'm so trendy. They think it's a virtue to be into themselves only. And so they, exactly, they don't know what's going to happen to them. And then they squeal and beg when it happens to them, and nobody helps them.
And, Alex, the thing is, it is happening to everyone right now in America. They don't even realize it. Where family court, CPS, ACS, they started chipping away at people's, it's almost like it was a testing ground.
Oh, no, now they're saying that they're going to take your kids if they're 1 pound overweight. Now they're saying they're going to euthanize you if they want. Just total evil has been released. God bless you. Rodney in New Jersey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Tomorrow's supposed to be for sure.
Hey, good to hear you. Your audio's real low. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, this is Rodney from Parsippany.
Welcome, sir.
Alex, how are you? You know the see something, say something thing they have out?
Yeah, I see a bunch of terrorist government scumbags. Yeah.
I see World Trade Center 7 went down. I see the Wachovia is laundering drug money. I see there's no plane wreckage at the Pentagon. You know, I think if everybody started calling up and
no, I do. Yeah, I've seen Al Qaeda giving control of Libya.
Why don't we all call up and just tell them what we're seeing? And also the on the currency. Did you notice that everybody that's on the currency is a martyr or was executed or was fighting the New World Order and these people, the English bankers. Everybody that's on our American currency.
Yeah, it's part of their sick joke to then use their images on the money and control it. We got to get rid of the Federal Reserve. They're trying to destroy us spiritually, so we'll give in to the evil. But you're right. I do see something, and I do say something. That's what this whole show's about. I do see your evil. I am aware of it. I mean, every day another coach, it comes out, and it turns out everybody knows they're raping children and nobody wants to help them. Well, you know what? I'm here to help people, and it's not because I'm Mr. Goody Two-Shoes or I'm perfect. It's not extraordinary to want to fight evil. It's called survival. I see evil coming at me. I get in fighting position.